Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Ruchim HaMa'azinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be a Meseches Chulin Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara says, Omar Ula, Ches Minei Treifes Nemruloi L'Moshe B'Sinai. Only 8 different kinds of treifes were said to Moshe Rabbeinu B'Sinai. Nekuva Psuka, Natula Vachasura, Krua Adrusa, Nefula Ushvura. And the Gemara explains, Laafuke Lakusa Derachesh Bar Papa. The fact that Ula says that specifically these 8 kind of treifas were Nemal Lamesh Mesinai, he's coming Laafuke the treifa which was brought down earlier on the Membez and Membez, that Omar Rachesh Bar Papa Meshmei Derav, Loksa Bakulya Achas Treifa. This Loksa does not fit into any of those treifas. Memela Ula's Shita is that that's actually not going to have a din of a treifa. Now there's a famous kasha which all the Chreinim ask on the Shita of Rambam. The Rambam Mitzad Echad in Hilchot Shchita, Perikei Halacha Beis, brings down this memor of Ula that Ches Minei Treifas Nemrulay L'Moshe B'Sinai. Nevertheless, later on in Hilchot Shchita, Perik Ches Halacha Chavav, he paskins like Rachesh Bar Papa of Loksa B'Kulya Achas. How could these two things stem? Now, in contrast, the Rashba in Torah Sabayis, he lemaisa paskins like Rachish that Loksa B'Kulya Achas is a treifa, but he says Tes Minei Treifas Nemar L'Moshe B'Sinai. There are actually 9 Minei Treifas, the 8 which Ula mentions, plus Lakusa. But the Rambam who paskins the member of Ula Kutsurasa of Ches Minei Treifas, and at the same time he paskins that Loksa B'Kulya Achas is a treifa, that's Tzarech Iyun. There are many Mahalchim and Achrayim. We're going to mention 4 of them, 4 very Yisaitistik Mahalchim. The first Mahalch we're going to mention is the Mahalch of the Beis Yosef. He says that Be'emes, Rachesh Bar Papa himself holds that Loksa B'Kulya Achas is included in the category of Chasura or Natula. Ula himself doesn't hold like that, because the fact that Ula says Ches Minei Treifas, he must be coming Lafuke something, so he must mean that he holds that Rachesh Bar Papa's case of Loksa is not included, but Rachesh Bar Papa himself, he holds that it is included in Chasura Unatula. That's the Mahalach of the Beis Yosef, and he himself says that it's a Deichik. The Darkei Moshe, he says a different Mahalach, and he starts by being Makdim, a different big Kasha on Ula's Memra. Frek the Darkei Moshe, one of the treifas which Ula mentions that were Nemra L'Moshe B'Sinai is Drusa. L'chayre, Drusa is not Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that's a Mefurash HaPasuk. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuris, Perek Dalet, Halacha Vav, he says, V'zel HaShainai, Treifa HaAmura Bataira, the actual definition of the word Treifa, Zu Shetarfa Oysachayas Ayar, K'goin Ari V'Namr V'Chayetzibay. And the Rambam again in Hilchos Shchita Perek Hey Halacha Aleph mentions it again that that's what's Mefurish Bakra, and it makes an Afkamina Halacha as we'll see Be'ez Hashem Behem Shachashir. So M. Cain, how can Ula say that Drusa is one of the treifas of a Nemal Moshe B'Sinai? It's actually Mefurish in the Torah. So it should be only that Zion treifas Nemal Moshe B'Sinai. Based on this, Dr. Darkei Moshe, the Rambam understands that the Drusa that was Nemal Moshe B'Sinai, that's the case of Loksa according to Rachesh Bar Papa. So it comes out as machlekes between Ula and Rachesh Bar Papa as to what the kavan of the Lachal Mesh Mesinai of Drusa is. Ula holds that the Drusa means a Pasha to Drusa. He doesn't explain the Pasik like the Rambam explains. Therefore he holds, La'afuke Rachesh Bar Papa, Loksa is not included. But Rachesh Bar Papa, he himself holds like the Rambam holds, that Drusa, that's the Pasha Pshat of the Pasik. So Bechreach, the Drusa that's Nemal Meshem Sinai, that's good for the case of Loksa, and that's why it's included. That's the Mahalach of the Darkei Moshe. There's a third Mahalach from the Nekudas HaKesef of the Shach. He says that the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe that have this Kasha on the Rambam, they're misunderstanding the Ikr Pshat in the memory of Ula. They understand that when Ula says Ches Minei Treifas Nemar Lo L'Moshe B'Sinai, that Ula means to say that there are only these ches kinds of treifas and nothing else is a treifa. So Be'achreach, Ula argues and he holds that the case of Loksa B'Kulya Achas of Rachesh Bar Papa is not actually a treifa. And the emes is, Rashi also learns like this pshat, B'divir maschal ute lekusa derachish. He says, upolig ula alei. Ula disagrees. However, zok to the Nekudas HaKesef, the Rambam has an entirely different shot than the Gemara. The Rambam holds that what ula means to say is that of course there are many kinds of treifas, but only ches mehem, only eight treifas were actually nemar l'maisha m'sinai. What's he coming lafuke? Zok the Gemara lafuke lekusa derachish bar papa. Why does the Gemara maisif the words derachish bar papa and not just say simply lafuke lekusa? Zok the Nekudas HaKesef, because the pshat in the Gemara is that lafuke lekusa, which that is a chiddush of rachish bar papa, and that was not nema l'maisha m'sinai. Hayyitze, that ula is bachlal not saying that luxa is not a treifa bachlal. All he's saying is that that treifa was only in his chadish much later, and that wasn't what was originally said l'maisha m'sinai. And that's the kavanah of the Rambam, who can paskin both halachas. Mitzad echad, he can paskin that there were eight treifas shenema l'maisha m'sinai, and at the same time paskin that luxa bakulia is actually a treifa, just that one is not l'maisha m'sinai, that one was only in his chadish later. Zok Tashach, the Beis Yosef, who asks the Kasha, and he says his own teretz, as we spoke about earlier, he goes l'shitasai, the way the Shulchan Aruch brings down the memory of Ula. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, ches minei treifes hein. There are ches minei treifes. And that's different than the way the Gemara says it, and the Rambam actually quotes it. The Gemara and the Rambam say, ches minei treifes nemul l'maisha m'sinai. Because they specifically are saying that the Moshe Messinai, these Ches Treifas were said, but it's possible that there are actually more. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch understood it to mean Ches Minei Treifas Hein, these are the only Minei Treifas and nothing else is Treifa, which is what brings him to ask this Kasha, and he has to be Madchik to say that Lefi Rachish Bar Papa, Lukusa is Machlal, Chasura Un Netula. Now this Machlekes between the Nekudas HaKesef and the Shulchan Aruch, how to understand the Ikam Memra of Ula, is Negeya as well in a different Rambam, in Hilchas Shchita Perek Yud Halach Yud Beis. The Rambam over there says, V'zeh L'shaynai, V'ein L'hoisef Al Treifes Eilu Klal. You cannot be Moisef on any of the Treifes which are brought down in Shas. The Rambam counts out 70 Treifes that are brought down in Shas, and he says you can't be Moisef on any of these. Shekol Sheyera L'behema Eilachaya Eilu'if Chutz Me'elu Shemanu Chachmei Hadoiris HaRishayim V'eskimu Alein Bati Dine Yisrael. So the Rambam says clearly that we don't have the koyach to be mitzvah of any treifas. The only ones who are able to be kaveya what's considered a treifa is only chachmei adoros rishonim and hiskimu alehen batei dinei Yisrael. Mashma from the Rambam that not necessarily do they have to fit into the ches minei treifas that were never in the Moshe Mitzrayim. If it's hiskimu alehen batei dinei Yisrael, that's enough. And the Nekudas HaKesef Be'emes can understand that that's Be'emes the Pshat in the Rambam, that although there are certain treifas which were not included in the Ches Minei Treifas, but just like Rachish Bar Papa was Maisif Laksa B'kul Yachas, so too the Chachmei HaTalmud can be Maisif more treifas. However, the Kesef Mishnah over there goes L'shitasei, like he says, in the Beis Yosef and in the Shulchan Aruch, and he holds that Ches Minei Treifas Hein, and it's impossible for even the Chachmei HaTalmud to be mice of any treifas midaitam that are not included in the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And therefore, he's mefarish in that Rambam that when he says, Mashamanu Chachmei HaDoyers V'eskimu Alein Batei Dinei Yisrael, that he means that the Batei Dinei Yisrael were maskim that they're included in the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. But not that they midaitam said that these things have a din of a treifa. Hayyotzei, that Rabbi Yosef Karo goes l'shitasai in three places. Bain in the Beis Yosef, that he asks the Kash on the Rambam, how could he paskin l'kusa the Rachash Bar Papa if there's only ches minei treifas? Bain in the Shulchan Aruch, that his lashon as the Machaber is ches minei treifas hein. Bain in the Kesef Mishnah, in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Beis, that he says when the Rambam says eskimu batei dinei Yisrael, doesn't mean that they were maskim that it's a treifa, but rather they were maskim that it's included in the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. But the Nekudas HaKesef argues, and he holds, and he's medayik from the Lashon HaGemara, that the Rambam's going to be mefarish of Ches Minei Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, means that those were never M'Sinai, but not necessarily can we not be Maisif anymore. Chachmi Yisrael, Batei Dinei Yisrael, could be Maisif more treifas midaitam. Now, is there an afkamina b'chlal between if it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, or it's a skimu but Edine B'Yisrael, that the Nekudas HaKesed doesn't say. Could be there is no Nafkamina. So then the Ula's memory is just to tell you the facts that it's Halacha Meshav Sinai without any Nafkamina La'Halacha, V'Tzarech Iyon Ksas. However, there's a fourth pshat of the Dogel Mivava, and as they state also in the Tzafes Paneach, in Hilchos Trumas, in the Ashmatis, they go Al Piderech of the Nekudas HaKesef, but they're Maisif much more. And they say as follows, that Be'emes, let's go back to the Kash of the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe frekt, how can Ula say that one of the Ches Trefes that are Nemal Lechol Meshav Sinai is Drusa? Hare Drusa, that's the Pachup Shat that's Mefurish Bekra. Zakt the Dogel Mivava and the Tzafes Paneach, that the Emes is that there's two kinds of Trefes. There are treifas that were never the Moshe Mesinai, and there are treifas which Chachmi Yisrael understand midaitam. The Ches treifas of Ula, those were never the Moshe Mesinai, and therefore, even if B'mikra, we will see that one of those is actually Chai more than Yuz Beit Chaydish, there will still be Aser. Like we mentioned in the previous year, B'Shem the Rambam and Hilchos Shechita Perek Yud, Halach Yud Gimel, that he says, Ein Lecha Elama Shamanu Chachamim Shenemar, Al pi ha-Torah asher yirucha, which means that even if we see that the Mitzias is that they do live, but al pi ha-Torah asher yirucha, there's a halacha ben shem Sinai, that those things have a shem of a treifa, even though they actually live. Masha'enkein, the other treifas that chachmei ha-Talmud ha-Maisef midaitam, they're Maisef them because they're included in the pasuk of chaya echol, she'ein ha-chaya lois echol. So that's mitli tali if we see lefaneinu that it can live or if it can't live. If we see that this condition makes that it can't live for Yud Beis Chaydish, so now we know that it also has a Shem Treifa. But if you have an animal which is strong and it does live more than Yud Beis Chaydish with that condition, and it's not one of the things that brought down Halacha L'Meishem Sinai, so it's not going to be Usur because it's not included in the klal of She'ein Achaya Lo'i Seichel. That's the reason why the Drusa, even though it's Mefurish in the Pasuk, has to be also given Halacha L'Meishem Sinai. Because Imishum the Pasuk, we would say that the pasuk of Chaya Achol She'ein Chaya Lo'i Teichal tells us that anything which is Chay Yud Beis Chaydish is mutter to eat. And we think even a real full-fledged drusa in such a situation would be mutter to eat. So the Halacha L'Meishem Sinai has to tell us that no, that drusa is one of the eight treifas that are treifas behechlet, whether or not it seems to us that they are treifa or not treifa, whether or not they live Yud Beis Chaydish or they don't live Yud Beis Chaydish. But the other treifas, like Lakusa of Rachash Bar Papa, which are not included in the Ches Treifas of Ula, they're going to be Aser Be'emes, like the Rambam brings down that it's Aser. But not because of the Halacha L'Meishem Sinai, but because we see Lefaneinu that it's Ein Achaya. And it's included in the Pasuk of Ein Achaya Lo'i Seichal. But in such a kind of Treifa, if we see an animal that actually lives with it for Yud Beis Chaydish, it's Taka going to be Mutter. Adkan the Pirish Nifla of the Dogel Mivava and the Tzafes Paneach. Hayotze, in summary, that the Gemara says that Ula that says Ches Minei Treves Namalechol Meshav Sinai is Laafuke Lukusa the Rachash Bar Papa, and the Rambam seems to paskin both of them. So the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe give Eitzes. The Beis Yosef says that Ladas and Rambam is included in Chasura and Atula, and the Darkei Moshe says it's included in Drusa based on his Kasha that the Rambam says that a Pashat the Drusa is Mefurish in the Pasuk. But the Nekudas HaKesef and the Dogel Mivava and the Tzafes Paneach, they take the Mahalach that Be'emes, there's two kinds of treifas. There are the treifas that are Nemel L'Meishem Sinai, and then there are more treifas which Chachmei HaTalmud R'Maisif. And Ula never meant to say that there are only Ches Minei Treifas Hain. He just meant that only eight of them are Nemel L'Meishem Sinai, and the rest, the Chachamim of later Darius were Machadish. Is there any Nafkamina L'Alacha between the two? So the Dogel Mivava and the Tzafes Paneach say yes. The nafkamina is, if we see lefaneinu that it's chai. The ones that are in the Halacha L'Meishem Sinai are behechla treifas, which is why it's important to even include drusa in the Halacha L'Meishem Sinai, and that's miyash of the kash of the Darkei Moshe. Whereas the other ones, although they will be treifas in stami case where it doesn't live Yud Beis Chaydish, but if it does live Yud Beis Chaydish, because it's only in a smite from the pasuk of she'ein achaya lo'i seichal, it's going to be mutter. Ad kan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara brings down a machlekes between Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda and the Rabbanon whether or not nikva hamara is a treifa. The fear of Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, it is a treifa. The fear of the Rabbanon, it's not. And the Gemara brings down that the Rabbanon had a tain on Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda that there's a pasuk written in Eiv that says yishpoich la'aretz mirei rasi, which means that Eiv's Mara was falling apart, was pouring out. So l'chayra tainan the Rabbanan, if Nikva Hamara is a treifa, how is it possible for Eiv to live with such a condition of Yishpaich Mirei Rasi? Elamai, it's not a treifa. And on that, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda answers, Ein mazkirin maisa nisim. Eiv was an S. Now this Gemara is important to keep in mind in regards to two inyanim chashuvim that we spoke about in the previous shir on Daf Mem Beis. One inyan that we spoke about was a major machlekes rishayim, whether or not leman da'amar treifa ein achaya, if it's possible b'metzias for a treifa to live. And we mentioned three shitas of rishayim. The shita of the Tshuvas HaRashba and Siman Tzadik Ches is that it's impossible b'metzias b'chlal. And if anybody tells you that they've seen a treifa that lived longer than Yud Beis Chaydish, he's obviously lying or making a mistake. That's the sheet of the Rajba. The sheet of the Me'iri and the Yamshel Shleima, however, is that treifa ein achaya just means that rive instances of a treifa is ein achaya. But there is a miut that have the condition of treifas and they live longer than Yud Beis Chaydish. That's the second sheet. And the third sheet is the sheet of the Rambam and Hilchas Shechita Perek Yud, which we explained that be the Hezbar of the Chazon Ish and the Igris Meisha, that Bizman HaTaira, from Matan Taira until after Chasimas HaTalmud, which the Chazon Ish says is the Shnei Alafim Taira, during that period of time, all the Treifas was impossible for them to live. However, later on, afterwards, Bizmanenu, the Teva changed, and more Refuas were Nisgala, and it's possible for them to live. But Hilchas Treifas go according to what the Metzias was during the Tkufa of the Taira and the Gemara. Like we were masber b'shem d'achreinim, because the fact that treifa ain't a chaya, that's a simen as to what's considered a treifa that's matra of the behema, and that's not the siba for the treifas itself. So these are the three shitas rishayim. Lefi the Rashba, it's impossible. Lefi the Me'iri, roiv is ain't a chay. And lefi the Rambam, it depends on the tkufa from Zman HaTaira till after Chasimus HaTalmud was impossible, but now it is possible. Now, the Tshuvas HaRashba brings a riot to his shita from our Gemara. From the fact that the Gemara had to answer that the only way Eiv was able to live was because it was a Maisa Nes, mashma that anything short of a Nes, it's impossible for someone who has any of the Treifas to live. And the emes is that the Fidah Shittas HaRambam, it's also good, because Eiv was during the Tkufa of Treifa Ein Achaya, so other than a Nes, it would have been impossible for Eiv to live with such a condition. But L'chayra, the Fidah Shittas of the Me'iri and the Yamshel Shleima that is just Raif, why did the Gemara find it necessary to say that Eiv was a Nes? The Gemara could have simply answered that Eiv was from the miut of people that are able to live longer than Yud Beis Chaydish with one of the treifas. This is a very big kash on this shita. Ayin b'pri chadash, simen nun zayin, sifkata nun, that's ma'ir this. The ayin v'achreinim, different terutzim to be miyashiv, the shita of the Yamshel Shleima and the Me'iri, specifically ayin plesi, simen nun zayin, sifkata yud. Ein kan m'kaim l'harich, basi rak la'ir. That's one important nekuda that we have to speak out. A second important nekuda that we have to speak out is that in the shir for that membeis, we spoke out of machlekes rishayim, Rashi and most rishayim, k'neged Rabbeinu Tam, whether the gidrei treifas that we find by a behema and an adam are similar. Do we say that whatever is considered a treifa by a behema is considered a treifa if that condition presents itself by an adam as well? Or do we say, and this is shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that an Adam is Islay Mazla Shtetan Chazal. Therefore, we can find treifas where if a behema has those treifas, he can't live for Yud Beis Chaydish, but an Adam who's Islay Mazla can live longer. Now, Taisus earlier, on the Membez and Medbez, with the Vir Maschel V'Amar, he asks on Rabbeinu Tam from our Gemara. Because in our Gemara, you see that the Rabbanan bring a Raya Kenegat or Beis Rabbi Yehuda from the fact that Eiv was able to live with his treifa. The fear of Rabbeinu Tam, it's not Shver Bechlal. Adam Islay Mazla, so he can live with the treifa. But a behema cannot live with this treifa. This is a very big kasha and shita for Rabbeinu Tam. And again, ayin v'achreinim that answer tirutzim to this kasha, specifically ayin Teferis Yaakov on Taisus earlier. And again, basi rak le'oyer. Ad kan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara towards the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph brings down the memo of Rabbi, krum sha'ola machmas mako beveshet, enai krum. If the veshet had a nekev, which is the treifas of Nekuvas HaVeshet, but afterwards a krum grew in order to cover over that hole, Zogt Rabba ain't a krum, and it remains treifa. This halacha is also brought down later on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis in regards to Reya. Krum Sha'ala Machma Samaka Bereya, also Ene Krum. Now this is a major inyan in regards to Hilchos Treifus. What happens if there's a nekev in the animal and afterwards some kind of tikkun happens where there's no longer a nekev, if it remains a treifa or not? And there's a huge arichas on this in the Rishayim, in the Achrayim, in the Paiskim, until Paiskei Zmanenu. We'll try to take out the main akudis, what's Negea, our sugya. And we're going to start with Divrei Rashi on this memra of Rabba. Rashi, it seems, Mitoich Dvarav, has two opposing explanations, which seem to be a stira minei ubei, how to understand this halacha of krum sha'ala machmas hamaka beveshet ena krum. The first part of Rashi, B'divrei Maschal ena krum, says, V'emnike v'nistem afilu also by stima ova, ena miskayemes. The pashas of Rashi is that the problem is that the krum itself is not going to be mekayim. Even if it's a thick stima, we assume that probably eventually it's going to fall away, which means that it's not really a tikkun b'chlal. That's the first mahalach in Rashi. However, behemshech devi Rashi, he seems to turn to a different hesber. And he says, v'zel ha-shaynai, d'chol nekuvi d'treifis, le'mahanilu stima d'salkel b'hula achar zman. Anytime there's a nekev in a treifa, a stima that comes afterwards, la'achar zman, that wasn't there originally, doesn't help. And Rashi asks on himself, that l'chayr we find later in the perek that there are cases where there's a hole, and the stima helps. For example, if there's a hole in the reya, but it's next to the daifin, and the daifin is blocking the hole in the reya, that helps. And so too, if there's a hole in the kaved, but the mara, which is next to the kaved, closes it up, that also helps. Says Rashi, that's different, dehahi stima me'ikarehi. Those stimais were there originally b'shas maisa when the hole appeared, so there was always a stima kayim. That's why it's kosher. Mashenkin and Arasugya, that it started off with a hole and only afterwards a krum grows, it is puzzle. The mashmais of this pshat and Rashi is that there's a din that once a nekev is there and becomes a treifa, no kind of tikkun could be metakin it. The only tikkun that works is a tikkun that's there meyikara. This is different than the first part of Rashi, which is mashma, that there's a practical problem, that the stima is not a stima, which would be mashma, that if we would have a situation where we would know that the krum, or whatever closure happened, would stay, that it would be kosher, even if it's la'achar zman. But here, in the end of Rashi, it's mashma, that any time it comes la'achar zman, it doesn't help. So we have to understand, how do we really read the Rashi? And if you look in the Paiskim, we find three possible mahalchim to be mafarish Rashi. The first mahalach is the mahalach of the Shach and the Taz in Simon Amid Vav, in Sif Dalet. And they say that the Iker mahalach of Rashi is like its mashma b'soif dvarav, that it's a din, that once the animal has a hole and it's a treifa, the eina chayzeres lehachshira. What's the pshat in this din? So we find two mahalachim in the Achreinim. The first mahalach we're going to say is from the Gdoilei Rashi Yeshiva, Ayin Kovit Shmuis, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hamasech Techulin, Ois Chavav. And similarly, Ayin Chidush Reb Shleim Haiman, Masech Techulin, Simen Yir Aleph. And there, Masber, Behektim Amachlekes Rishayinim, which we find later in the fourth parak. The Gemara over there says that an animal that was Nitl Tzaymes Hagidin, that it becomes a Treifa. So there's a question, what happens if after you have a case where it's Nitl Tzaymes Hagidin, you cut off the leg at a higher point? Is it Chayzer Lehechsheroi or not? So the Shita of the Ramban over there is that it is Chayzer Lehechsheroi. However, the Rajbe and the Ran and many Rishayim, they disagree with the Ramban. And they bring a Raya from a Gemara of Samach Tes that says that Treifa is Eina Chazeres Lehechsheroi. That a Treifa can never become kosher. So once it's a Treifa, even if afterwards you're going to cut the leg at a higher point, it's not going to be Chayzer Lehechsheroi. What's the Bira Machlekes? Zogin the Rashi Yeshiva that the Machlekes is Tali in a Chakira had to understand the Indian of Treifas. And we mentioned this chakira in the shir to Daf Membeis. Yesh lachgar is what makes the animal a treifa, this that the animal is nitrifa. The maisa treifis, this that the episode of tarfas happens to the animal, that asers the animal. Aydilma, do we say that kol reg of a rega, the continued matziv, that it has the treifis within it, that's what makes a treifa. V'nafkamina is going to be in this situation. If you hold that it's this, that the animal is nitrifa, that it's chal Hashem Isra in the animal, so even if later there's some rectification to the treifas, nevertheless the maisa that it was nitrifa happened already, and it's going to remain treifa forever. which is like the Shainim, the Ran, and the Raj will bring down Hashem the Gemara and the Samach Tes. Treife ain't a chazeres lechshere. It can never revert back to matzav of kashrus. It's chal adin paslus and adin iser in the animal. Masha enkein, the other side is that kol rega verega, the continued matzav that the animal is in, makes that it's treife. That's going to be the Shita Saramban. Therefore, if we reach a point where the matzav of treifas is no longer kayim in the animal, because we cut off the entire leg that had the treifas in it, now, from now on, it's not going to be a treifa anymore. So that's the machlekes between these Rishayim. Zog in the Rashi Yeshiva, the Rashi and our Sugi Kinira, also holds like the Shitas of Rishayim that argue on the Ramban. Therefore, he says as a klal, kol nekuvet the treifas le'mahani lehustima de salku b'hul achar zman. If at a later point in time something changes, that's not going to be able to be moitzi the animal from its original din iser, which is chal, i.e. the fact that the nekev was there at a certain point. It's only in those other cases of a nekev bereya that's being nistam next to the daifin, or a nekev bekave that's being nistam i.e. the mara, that there from the beginning it was never chal, an iser treifus in the animal, there the stima could help. But in our case, being that there was a period of time where there was a nekev in the veshet and no stima was there, the din treifas can never be taken away. Adkan the pirish of the Gdolei Rashi Yeshiva. However, the Prima Gadim in his psicha on the Hilchas Bedikas Areya, Kinireh understands the Birashi Alpi, the Hezbro of the Shachantaz, differently. And it's not a lamda shadin that the treifas can never be taken away, but rather it's a practical halacha. Because the Prima Gadim is coming to be Miyashiv, the Lashon of Rashi in the beginning. Lemaise, how can the Shachan Taz say that the Iker of Rashi is Soif Dvarav? How are we going to be Mefarish, Tchilas Devi Rashi that says, V'emnike v'nistam afilo also bastima ova, eina miskayames. From there it's Mashma L'chayra, that it's only because practically it's not miskayim. Zok the Prima Gadim that the Shachan and Taz are going to understand that eina miskayames is not referring to the Krum, but rather eina miskayames is referring to the animal. And Rashi means to say, afilu nika venistim, ba'ofen, that the actual closure is going to remain, still the animal is animus kayamus. Once a certain treifus happened to the animal, even if afterwards we're going to fix that treifus, the damage was already done, and the animal is going to be enachaya, and therefore the ikar problem of treifus is still existent, that the animal is animus kayamus. Hayyotzev on the Mahalach of the Prima Gadim, that it's not a lumdisha halacha that the Isser Trefus can never be taken away, but rather it's a mitzius that the damage that the Trefus does to the animal, it can never be taken away, even if we actually fix up the hole. Adkan the two biurim, alpi the Shach and Taz, how to understand Rashi Bayos. The second Mahalach in Rashi Bayos is the Mahalach of the Drisha. And he says that Be'emes, the Iker Divrei Rashi are according to what he says in the beginning, that it's Eina Miskayemes, and he understands that Eina Miskayemes means that the Krum is Eina Miskayemes, which is Be'emes, the Pashtus of Divrei Rashi, because Rashi doesn't say Eina Chaya, like usually the Gemara says in regards to Treifa, but rather Rashi says Eina Miskayemes, which is Mashma, that he's talking about the Stima. Now, this that Rashi afterwards says, that the only kind of Stima that works is something that's there Me'ikara, and not something that comes La'achar Zman, which is mashma l'chayr that the ikar nakuda is because it wasn't there b'shas ma'isa and not because it's something that's not going to last. Zot the drisha, the pshat is, because really that's how we understand what kind of stima lasts and what kind doesn't. A stima that's there may ikar briyasi shalabahema, like the case of a reya that has a hole and it's situated next to the daifin, that's something that's going to last. It's not going to move away. So too, the kavi that gets a hole right near the mara, that's something that's going to last. So Hayyotze, that any stima that's there me'ikara, we could assume that that's something that's going to remain, and therefore it's a good stima. Masha'enken, a stima that's bala'achar zman, because it's something new that was added to the animal, we have to be chayshish, and we have to assume that that's not going to be miskayim, and that's going to eventually fall away. But the ikar nakuda is the fact that it's not kayim. That's also a bit dachak in Lashon Rashi, because Rashi's mashma that the nakuda is la'achar zman and me'ikara, not so much the nakuda is, whether it's something that's going to remain or not. But that's the pshat that the Drisha says in Rashi. A third pshat in Rashi, we have brought down of the Drisha, B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim. And he says like this, that Be'emes, we have to differentiate between two kinds of stimas. A stima that comes La'achar Zman, and a stima that comes Me'ikara. A stima that comes to Acher Zman, there we say that a krum that's bal Acher Zman, because it's Eina Miskayemes, therefore it's not a krum. That means to say, had the krum that was bal Acher Zman been Miskayem, then it would be a good closure for the treifas. But because it's bal Acher Zman, and also it's a stima she'Eina Miskayemes, the tziruf of the two factors makes that it's not a good stima. Masha'enkein, a stima that's dir me'ikara, the etzem fact that it's dir me'ikara, that itself makes it it's a good stima. Even if there's a chshash that it's not going to be miskayim and that it's going to fall away, the fact itself that it's me'ikara makes it a good stima nonetheless. What's the pshat in this mahalach? So the pshat is as follows. Because if you have a hole originally, and now you want to be able to be seisim the hole to be machshir the animal, so you need that the stima should be a lasting stima. A stima that's not a lasting stima isn't a kosher stima, and nemeila, the animal remains with its treifas. Masha enken, a stima that's ba me'ikara, so it comes out that this animal be'etzem never became a treifa. The fact that we say that probably or maybe eventually the stima is going to be taken away, that's something that's going to be meschadish la'achar zman. When that will happen, so then it will become a treifa. But as of yet, it isn't a treifa. And even though the stima is not a permanent stima, but the Shem Treifas is not yet Chal. Adkan, the three Biurim in Divrei Rashi. We have the Mahalach of the Shach and the Taz that says that the Iker Divrei Rashi is a stima mitkarem and stila achar zman. And a stima achar zman never helps. And in that we had two Pirushim. We had the Pirush of the Gdaili Rashi Yeshiva, because there's a Halacha that once the Maisa Treifas was done, the animal is Nesra and it's never Chayzal Akshera. And we had the Pirush of the Prima Godim, which is that B'mitzias, once this whole happens, the damage is done, and the behemoth remains a treifa ve'ein achaya. Then we had the second pshat, which is the pshat of the Drisha himself, which holds that the Iker Divrei Rashi is what he says in the beginning, because the stima is not kayemes. And what Rashi means at the end is that a stima that's there from Tchilas Briyasai, that's going to be kayemes. And then we had the third pshat, which is the Yesh Mefarshim of the Drisha, which is that if the stima is bal achar zman, then we need a stima hakayemes. But if the stima is there me'ikr briyasai, that is always a kosher stima, even without the fact that it's kayemes, because if it moves, that will be a eschachos of la'achar zman. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The lashon of Rashi, as we quoted earlier, says the kol nekuvei de treifas le'mahani lehu stima de salkubu la'achar zman. So it's mavur from Rashi that not only by a veshet, like it says in our Gemara, or by the Reya, like it says in the Gemara in Daf Manvav, does the halacha apply that a krum sha'ala machmas amaka, that it's a krum. But any time that there's a nekev, which makes it a treifa, kol nekuvei de treifas, a stima de la'achar zman does not help. What's the pshat in this? So it's tali in how we understand divrei Rashi. If you say, like the mahalach of the Rashi Yeshiva that we mentioned, that there's a halacha, that once a maisa treifas happens, it remains aser, so then it's pashit, that this is no different by the nekev of veshet and reya to any other nekev. But if you say that it's because of the mitzias, that either the krum is eina kayemes, like the mahalach of the drisha, or because the animal is eina kayemes, like the mahalach of the shach and the taz, so there would be a makam to say that maybe the Gemara specifically says that this mitzias is true by a nekev of the veshet and the reya. Mechatesa that it should be true in all the other treifas as well. But it would seem that Rashi understands for Adavar Pashat that it is true in all treifas of Nekev. Now the emes is, this is Tali in a Machlekes Rishayim. The Ra'ah in Bedek Abayis, it's on page Lamedalad Amabez in the Old Prince, he holds that the fact that the Gemara only says it by Veshet and Reya means that all the other Nekevs would not have the Salacha, and if they're Nistam, they will be Kosher. So it's mevur from his words that he does not hold of the lumdus of the Rashi Yeshiva. And he holds that the Metzias, which makes that krum sha'ala machmas amaka ene krum, is only true by Veshet and Reya, and not by the other Nekevs. Whereas the Rajba over there in Mishmeres Sabayis, he disagrees, and he says it's true by all Nekevs, and he's ma'er from the Lashon HaGemara later in the fourth parak that says, treifa ene chayzeres lehakshera. Now this is very important, halacha lemaisa bizmanenu. There recently was a shaila in all the milk, that maybe the milk comes from animals that are treifas. How does that happen? Because there's a condition called bloat, which means that when animals overeat fresh grass, so there's a big buildup of gas inside their stomach, And that presents a sakanas nefashis. So the only way to take care of it is there's a standard procedure where they make an incision in the keva to release some of the gas, and then afterwards they stitch it back up and the animal is okay. Now, if you say that all treifas of nekev have this halacha, that any time there's a nekev, it's not chayzer l'achshera, so l'chayre, here also the animal should remain treifa, and all the milk that we get from that animal should be aser ba'achila. But be'emes, that's mitli toli in the lumdus that we said. Because if you say that there's a halacha, a lumdusha halacha, that it's ene chayzer l'achshera, so then ene chanami, l'chayre, the milk should be aser. But if you say that it's based on a mitzias, that it's ena kayemes, krum sha'ala machmas maka ena kayemes, that means a krum which develops by itself. But today's method of stitching, avada, it remains closed, and there's no problem, and the hole is securely shut, and it should not be usher. Also, if you say the mahalach of the drisha, that the animal's ena kayemes, hare lefaneinu, we see that the animal is kayem for many years after that procedure is done. So that would be the smach to be makshir the milk. This is just one of the chalakim of this famous milk shaila, and it's mitli toli, how to learn the Rashi in our sugya. Ad kan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings down a member of Ula. Amar Ula yashav le kaitz beveshet, ein chayshishin shema hivri. So we don't have to be chayshish that there's a nekuvas haveshet. And the Gemara asks on Ula four questions. The first question is, Ula Ula Maishna Mesafik Drusa. Why is this chash different than a chash of Drusa? And the Gemara answers, Anachanami, Kasavar Ula Ein Chayshishan Mesafik Drusa. Now the emes is, and the Gemara later on Daphne and Gimel, is a machlekes Rav and Shmuel if Chayshishan Mesafik Drusa or not. So it's Mavur from the Gemara that Ula holds like Shitas Rav that Ein Chayshishan Mesafik Drusa, so therefore he's not Chayshish for a Nekuvah Saveshet. But Anachanami, Lefi Shmuel, that holds that chayshish on the safek drusa, so we will be chayshish in this case for nekuvah saveshet. That's the first kasha of the Gemara. The second kasha of the Gemara is ma'ishna mishtei chaticha is achas shel chelev v'achas shel shuman. And on that the Gemara answers hasam is chazik yisura, and by us it's not is chazik yisura. Taisus is ma'isif that by emes by us it's actually is chazik hetera. The third question is ma'ishna mishtei chetzaken. And on that the Gemara answers, there's a reyes of besaken, mashenken by us, like Rashi is masbir, the kites in the veshet, as long as we don't know that there's any nekev, doesn't constitute a reyes of bechlal. And the fourth question is, maishnam yisavak tumma b'shus hayachid, to which the Gemara answers that it's hilchus ha-gemirla misaita. Now we have to understand, first of all, what's the bira machlekes between Ula and Rav, keneged Shmuel, whether or not we're chayshish for a nekuvah saveshet or for savak drusa, or we're not chayshish for nekuvah saveshet or savak drusa. And we also have to understand what's the shakl v'tarya, the havamin and the teretz in all these four questions. Now the emes is, this is a tremendous inyan in the rishayim, in the achrayim, in the paiskim, and in the rashi yeshiva. And we're going to try be'ez Hashem to be mitzi the tamsis hadvarim. And we'll start with the Agdama. The Gemara earlier on the Aftes Amar Aleph. The Gemara brings down a memra of Rav Huna. Behema b'chayeha b'cheskas isra emedes ad sheyivad lecha b'meh nishchata. If let's say we have a suffix, if an animal was shechted properly, so the halacha is that a behema is b'cheskas isur, and therefore the animal is going to be usur until we can verify for sure that a proper ma'aseh shechita was done. Now the emes is, this memra of Rav Huna is not just his memra. The Gemara afterwards in the Fiyud Amar Aleph brings it down from a Braisa that says a klal, kol safek b'shchita pasol. That's the first chelik of Rav Huna's memra. The second chelik of his memra is nishchita. Let's say we know the animal was shechted properly and the question is whether or not it's a treifa. Harehi b'cheskas heter ad sheyivad lecha b'meh nitrefa. Every animal that's a safek if it's a treifa, being that the shechita was definitely done properly, is becheskas heter, and we assume that it's kosher, unless we can prove that it's actually a treifa. And the Gemara explains that the case that Rav Huna said his second memra is a case where, as soon as they did the shechita, a ze'ev came and took away the bnei me'ayim, and the ze'ev made holes. The and we're chayshish that maybe shema b'makim nekev nakav, maybe in the place where the ze'ev made a hole, there already a different hole existed, so it is already a treifa from before. And there, Rav Huna says that it's b'cheskas heter. Now let's understand these two dinim. The first halacha, that by a suffix shchita we say it's b'cheskas iser, so there's a machlekes between Rashi in the Gemara and Chulin Daf Tes and in Masechet Beitza Daf Kafei, and Tosfos over there in Masechet Beitza Daf Kafei. Rashi says that the reason why it's b'cheskas iser, because before this maisa suffix shchita, it had the iser of Avram and Achai. Therefore, now that we have a suffix, whether or not it was nishchat or it's a nevela, we keep it b'cheskas iser. Tosfos over there in Masechet Beitza asks on Rashi that ein machzikin me iser le iser. Being that the original iser of Avram and Achai is definitely not here, we're not machzik from that iser to say that so too now it has an iser nevela, which is a different iser. Therefore, Tosfos over there is machadish, that be'emes, besides for the iser of Avram and Achai and the iser nevela, there's an iser asay which comes from the pasuk of v'zavachta v'achalta, that calls mane ma'aser shchita is not done, it's aser midin eina zavuach. And that iser is bein when it's alive, and bein if it's dead, but not ayidei shchita. So it's regards to that iser that we say it's becheskas iser, because the original iser of eina zavuach, we can say is still kayim today, and we don't say that it was geshachten misafik. Rashi, however, as the Achrayim learn up, he holds that, yes, machziken mi iser le iser. So that's the machlekes Rishayim in the first halacha of Rav Huna. Now, in the second halacha of Rav Huna, by a suffix treifa, there's a machlekes between Taisvis in our sugya and other Rishayim. Because be'emes, l'chayre, there's a very big problem. Mitzad echad, we see that the Gemara over there says that if ba ze'ei v'natal b'nei ma'ayim and it's a suffix treifa, then we go l'kula, we say it's b'cheskas heter. And connected that, in our sugya, we find that there's a machlekes whether or not a suffix drusa is chayshishin or ain chayshishin. And we paskin like Shita Shmuel that says by suffix drusa is chayshishin. So that would seem that a suffix treifa were machmir. How do we reconcile these two halachas, the halacha of Rav Huna, that by bazev a suffix treifa is mutter, and the halacha of suffix drusa, which is a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, we paskin like Shmuel that we aser be suffix. So Taisus in our sugi b'divrei Maschil Kasavar says that be'emes always the klal is by a suffix treifa we go l'kula, and that's really pshat and shitas Rav and Ula in our sugi that hold that by a suffix drusa ein chayshishin. This that Shmuel is machmer by a suffix drusa, that specifically by drusa, because the treifas of drusa is shchiach and therefore he's machmer. That's shitas Taisus. However, Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rajbe and the Ran, all brought down earlier on Daf Yud, they hold and they prove from Shmuel's halacha of Suffolk Drusa that a Suffolk Treifa we have to be Machmer, according to Shmuel. And this, that Rav Huna says, that by Bozev, and he took the B'nei Ma'ayim that were Mekel, that's only because it's a Raglayim Ladavar that the holes only came Ayidei the Ze'ev. But Enachanami, if we have a Pasha to Suffolk, that's going to be the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav is be'emes going to hold that all suffix treifas were mekel, and that's also shitas ula in arasugya, whereas Shmuel is going to hold that all suffix treifas we are machmir. Hayaitze, that we have a major machlekes b'shainim, what's the klal by suffix treifas? According to Taisvis, l'kuli alma, suffix treifas are l'kula. Other than drusa, that's an exception to the rule that shitas Shmuel is that we're machmir because it's shchiach. Whereas according to Rabbein Yain and the Rajma and the Ran, the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel for machmer and suffix drusa, be'etzem is a machlekes if the klal is that suffix treifas were machmer or that suffix treifas were mekel. And according to Shmuel, which is who we paskin like, suffix treifas are l'chumra. And the exception to the rule is bav zev v'natal b'nei me'ayim, because there's a raglayim l'davar. Now we have to understand what's the bir ha-machlekes. So the Shmaitze, in Shmaitze Hei Perektes, says that Taisus and the other Rishayim are arguing in the same Achlekes as Rashi and Taisus and Masech Tebeitza Daf Chafei, which we mentioned previously. The Shari Rishayim hold that Shitas Rashi, that Machzikinan mi Isser le Isser. So just like we're Machzik from an Isser of Avram and Achai to an Isser of Nevela, so too we're Machzik from an Isser of Avram and Achai to an Isser of Treifa. And because this animal definitely was Aser midin Avram and Achai, and now it's a Suffolk, whether it continues to be Aser midin Treifa or not, we're machzikinam iser le iser, and we put it b'cheskas iser. Whereas Taisus goes l'shitas and he holds ein machzikin amyeser l'eser. And the only reason why by Safak Shchita we're machzik b'cheskas iser is because it has the same Shem iser, the iser of Einas Zavuach. But in a case where it was definitely geshachtin and it is Zavuach, and the question is maybe there's a new iser midin treifa, there's not going to be a cheskas iser because ein machzikinon may iser l'eser. That's the pshat of the Shmaitza. There's another pshat, which is Yiduah Ba'il Ma'yeshivas, which is based on a Yisoid, which we spoke about in the previous shir, B'Shem Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, and the Asman Daraisa. And that is, that although the Makar of the Isser Treifa comes from a Pasuk of Ubasa Basad the Treifa Leisechelu, the gather of the Dinat Torah is that an animal which is a Treifa, the Shechita is not Materit Bachila. And regards to Isra Achila, it's as if it's Eina Zavuach. Im Kain, even in regards to Isra Treifa, it's also not a problem of Machzakinam Isra Le'isra. Because just like when it was alive, it was an Isra of Eina Zavuach, so too now, even though a Maisa Shechita was done, but because it's a Treifa, in regards to Achila, it retains its status of Eina Zavuach. And therefore, those Rishonim hold that it's Becheskas Isra, even though be'etzem ein machzikinam iser l'iser, because this is considered the same iser. According to this mahalach, shitas ha'taisvis, either we say holds, not like the chiddush of Reb Chaim and Asman Daraisa, and he holds that the iser shchita is a zaitig iser, or even if we say that the gedder of the din ha'tayri is that the shchita is not materit bachila, nevertheless, the shem of that iser is a different shem. It's true that the shchita is not materit, but this that the Shechita is not Matarit is Mikairai Mishem Treifa and not Mikairai Mishem of a Pashat Eina Zavuach. That's the Machlekes between Taisus and the Shaar Rishonim. But the emes is that Taisus still needs more of a Hesber. Because even if it's true that there's no Cheskas Iser because Ein Machzikinim Iser L'Iser, but even if it's just a Sofik HaShokol, the Klal is that Sofik Daraisa L'Chumra. So why aren't we Machmir Misofik? So Tzarech Leimar, that not only is there no Cheskas Iser, but Be'etzem there's even a Cheskas Heter over here. And to understand that, there are two Mahalchim. The first Mahalch is brought down in our Taisus with Divya Maskel Kosovar, and he bases it on a klal called Chazaka Derabba. Chazaka Derabba comes from a Gemara Masechti Yevamos Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and it's talking about a case where a person was married to two wives. One of them was an erva to his brother, and the other one is the tzara's erva. Now the halacha is that if he dies at a time when he's married to both these wives, so just like the erva is not nefelis liyibam, so too the tzara's erva is not nefelis liyibam. But what happens if he's megarish the erva before his death, so that at the time that he dies, she is no longer a tzara's erva, so she is nefelis liyibam. Now the story was where there was a suffic gerishin. So there's a suffix, was the erva megureshes, and therefore this tsaris erva is going to be nefelis liibam, and she's asura l'shuk. Or it was the gerushin not chal, and therefore the tsaris erva is mutaris l'shuk, because she's not nefelis liibam. So Rabbi says that this tsaris erva is becheskas heter l'shuk. Now l'chayr, this is tsarach bir, because kolzman her husband was alive, she's vade asura l'shuk, midineshes ish. So the suffix is only chal lemaisa once her husband dies. So meikar de dina, the regular suffix is chal. She has an equal suffix. Is she mutaris l'shuk because the gerushin didn't happen? Or is she asura l'shuk because the gerushin did happen? Where is there a cheskas heter b'chlal? If anything, there should be a cheskas iser. So the pshat is, the rabba understands that kozman she's married to her husband, she's becheskas that she's niter al yedei misas abal. Because before the Safek Gerushin happened, she vada had a halacha that in the event that her husband's going to die, she's not going to be nefelis libam, and she's going to be mutaris l'shuk. Although that din is not negei l'maise, but there's a theoretical chazaka which says that she has a din liyos mutar if her husband dies. And therefore, now that there's a Safek Gerushin, she's becheskas that din heter remains, and when her husband dies, she retains that din that she's niter b'misas abal and she's muteres l'shuk. That's what's known by Divrei Rishonim as Chazaka Derabba. Zog Taisvis, that same concept we have over here. Kolzman, the animal was alive, although b'payel, there was no heter achila to this animal, but the animal was b'cheskas that it's going to be niter al yidei shchitasoi. And therefore, the rega that you shech the animal, he retains that din that it's nitra idei ashchita, and it's becheskas heter, and we don't assume that it's a treifa. That's how chazaka de rabba applies by a suffix treifa. So that's the first pshat, why lefishitas ataisvis, a suffix drusa, and who had then all suffix treifas, have a halacha of a cheskas heter, and their mutter b'makam suffix. There's another pshat, which is brought down in various achrainim, ayin beis halevi, chelik beis simon chaf aleph, ayin the shari yosher, shar beis perikid ches, and be'emes ayin rabbi kivi eger, and chedush rabbi kivi eger, in arasugya, and many other achrainim, that they mention that specifically in regards to a suffix treifa, such as a suffix drusa, there's a reason to be makel because there's a cheskas haguf that the maisa drusa didn't happen. Because an animal, as it's born, obviously isn't a drusa. It doesn't have that treifas. So the cheskas haguf says that it retains its metzias of being a non-drusa, and therefore we should be makel. Hayyotze that we have two svaris, two chazakis to be mater, a suffix treifa, and specifically a suffix drusa. So what's pshat in Rabbeinu Yoina v'siyase, those Rishonim who say that it's aser? The answer is, they're going to say that kenega the cheskas heter, there's also a cheskas iser. Like we're mazber before, either midin, machzikinim iser l'iser, like the Shemaitza says, or midin, that every suffix treifa is be'etzem, a suffix ena zavuach, alpidivir abchaim and dasman deraisa. So we have a chazaka keneged a chazaka, so therefore it remains bedin suffik dairaisa lechumra. V'chein mashma be'etzem in the lashon of the Rashba earlier on daf yud, that it's not because there's a final cheskas iser, but rather taking into consideration all the various chazakas that are there, it remains bedin suffik dairaisa lechumra. That's the shita of those rishonim. Whereas Taisus who holds that there's no cheskas iser over here, so all we have is the cheskas heter, so avada is going to be mutter. Adkan the klal, what the halacha is by suffix treifa, and specifically by suffix drusa. And now let's try to apply this to our sugya by a suffix nekuvas aveshet. And we first have to be makdim, that be'etzem we have to understand, is suffix nekuvas aveshet be'etzem a suffix treifa, or is suffix nekuvas aveshet a suffix if the shechita was ever done? And this lechaira is mitli tali in a nidun which we spoke about in the shir to daf membeis, whether or not a nekuvas aveshet has a din of a treifa or of a din of a nevela. And we know that the Mishnah earlier on daf lamed beis says that a psuka sagar geres, the maskana lekuli alma, has a din of a nevela, and the shechita is not matir at bachlal, and it's not just a treifa. But nekuvas aveshet is not mafurish in the Mishnah earlier. But we spoke about in the previous shir that this is a machlekes rishonim between Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi earlier in the Aflamed Beis and Beis is Mefurish, that a Nekuvas HaVeshet is also Nevela. V'chein Mefur also in the Rashba in our Perek. Whereas Taisvis earlier in the Aflamed Beis and also the Rosh in Simen Vav, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, and in Sefer Yoshel Rabbeinu Tam, Simen Tov Mem Gimel, their Shita is that Davke Psukas HaGegeres, which is Nifsak Berubai, that is a din of a nevela, but nekuvas aveshet is only a inin of a treifa. Now, according to the shita of Taisus, the Russian Rabbeinu Tam, that nekuvas aveshet is a treifa, so suffik nekuvas aveshet is the exact same halacha as every suffik treifa. However, according to the shita of Rashi and the Rashba that they hold, that a nekuvas aveshet is a nevela, so be'emes l'chayre divrei ula that says that we don't have to be chayshish for a suffix nekuvas aveshet are tzrichim biur. Because why is this different than every suffix shchita? Just like every suffix shchita we say that we go becheskas iser, like the memory of Rav Huna earlier on daf tes, which is be'etzem a brisa on daf yud, that calls suffix shchita is lechumra, so too a suffix nekuvas aveshet, we should also go lechumra, because that in essence is a suffix shchita. So the achrayim explain that even if it's true that a nekuvas aveshet, once you shecht it, turns into a nevela, but this is different than every usual suffix shechita. And this is explained according to the two mahalchim that we had earlier, why a suffix treifa is lekula according to Taisvis. And the two mahalchim are as follows. The first mahalch we're going to say is brought down in Rav Kiveger, and as I state also in the Shemaitze, in Shemaitze Hey, Perek Hey, and also as I state in the Chavis Das, Simen Kuf Yud in Kuntras Beis HaSafik, and also in Chuvas Chem Deshleime Eben Ezer, Simen Chav Gimel, they all say that the Chazaka de Rava, which we spoke about earlier, by every Safik Treifa, That be'emes also applies by a safek nekuvas aveshet. Because this animal, kol yimei chayev, had the halacha, that if you're going to do a maisa shchita to it, the maisa shchita is going to be materit. Now there's a shaila, maybe there's an nekuvas aveshet, and the maisa shchita is not mater. But in that, it retains its din cheskas heter, which it always had, that if you're going to do a maisa shchita to this animal, it will be mutter. So too now, by doing the maisa shchita, it's going to be mutter, and we're not going to be chayshish for the nekuvas haveshet. Now, the Meiser, Kivegra over there says that there's a makam to be done with this svara, because if a nekuvas haveshet is an avela, that means to say there's a chasarn in the shchita. So the chazaka the rabbi doesn't apply, because the halacha that it always had is that if you do a kosher maisa shchita, that it's going to be mater. Now that maybe it has a nekuvas haveshet, and the maisa shchita is not a kosher maisa shchita, so the cheskas heter is impossible to keep up. But the other tzad of the achrayim is that being that a kalpanim you did the maisa of meilechu mevi the prasta maisa shchita, the chazaka is that if you're going to do such a maisa, it's going to be materit, and therefore we're not going to be chayshet for the nekuvas haveshet. That's the first mahalach. The second mahalach, and this can be also found in the Rebbe Eger and in the Beis Halevi and the Shari Yashar, which we mentioned previously, they say that nekuvas haveshet is different than every safek ma'aseh shchita, because by every safek ma'aseh shchita, there's no cheskas aguf, because there's a safek if the ma'ase was done properly or not. Whereas over here, the basis to say that the ma'aseh shchita isn't a kosher ma'aseh shchita is because something happened to the guf. There's a nekuvas haveshet. Klapi that, there's a cheskas aguf, which is maimedit becheskas guf shalem without a nekuvas haveshet. Comes out that be'emes we see a mori dekazach over here. Up until the nidan of nekuvas haveshet, we had two very clear klolim. A safek in the ma'ase shchita is becheskas iser, and a safek treife, lefi shitas ha-taisvis, and also lefi shitas ha-rajbel, kapanim lefi divrei ula, is becheskas heter. However, here we have a safek which is be'etzem a safek if the shchita is chal or not, maybe it's an avela. Nevertheless, it has the characteristics of a safek treife. Because in a kuvis aveshet, if there really is a nekev, it's going to have a din avela. But the gabi in a kuvis aveshet, nevertheless, it could have the chazaka de rabba, which every suffolk treifa has, and the cheska saguf, which every suffolk treifa has. However, there is still one nekuda that needs a biur. Because although it has the chazaka de rabba and a cheska saguf like a suffolk treifa, but it's different than a suffolk treifa because this definitely has a cheska sisser. Because up until now it was also midin ena zavuach ve'evra menachai, it should continue having a cheskas iser that it continues to be aser midin ena zavuach and nevela. So we have a chazaka connected chazaka. Mitzar echad, a nekuvas aveshet has a cheskas heter, a chazaka derabe, and a cheskas aguf lahatir. Mitzar sheni, it has a cheskas iser because it should retain its status of an ena zavuach. So lechayre, if you have a chazaka connected chazaka, we should go lechumra. So why does Ula say that we go Lakula? So Tzarech Loimar, that Ula holds, that the Tzad Lahakel is stronger in our case than the Tzad Lahachmer. And this could be explained according to the two Tzadei Lahakel which we spoke about. According to the Cheskas Heter of Chazaka Derabe, the Chazaka Derabe Be'emes undermines the entire Cheskas Isser. Because Cheskas Isser is saying that because until now it was Usser, it should continue being Usser. But if the din iser that it had until now had a built-in halacha, that if a ma'aseh shchita is going to be done, it's going to be mutter. So within the cheskas iser alone, there's a halacha of chazaka derabe, that if a ma'aseh shchita is done, it's going to be mutter. Therefore, the cheskas heter precedes the din cheskas iser. That's according to the mahalach of chazaka derabe. And according to the mahalach of cheskas aguf, that's also stronger than the din cheskas iser. Because this is a klal bekama achreinim, ayin shmeitza shmeitza beiz, that says that a cheskas aguf is stronger than a cheskas din. And the pashut explanation to that, alpi divrei kama achreinim, is because the klal of chazaka is that we assume things stayed status quo. Now, there's a halacha of status quo, which is negeya a metziyastik a status quo. That's what we find the cheskas aguf, that the metziyas of the shleimus of the animal remained as it was, and no nekev occurred. And then there's a halacha of chazaka of status quo, which says that the din stayed as it was. Because a shinui b'metzias is a greater shinoi than a shinoi behalacha. Therefore, the cheskas aguf that says to keep the status quo that a mice in the kuvas avesha didn't happen is more powerful than the halacha of cheskas status quo to say that a chalois iser wasn't chal. That's the bir hapashit in this klal of the chreinim that say that a cheskas aguf can neged a cheskas din, the cheskas aguf is stronger. Based on that, we understand the re'ula that although Nekuvas HaVeshet has a Cheskas Issa, which is a Cheskas Din, but the Cheskas HaGuf, that the Nekev didn't occur, is stronger than the Cheskas Din, which is why Ula is Mekel. Adkan Bir Divrei Ula that says a Suffolk Nekuvas HaVeshet, we're going to go Lekula. And now, let's learn this into the Gemara, the different Kashas that the Gemara has on Ula. The first Kasha the Gemara has on Ula is, that how could Ula say that a Suffolk Nekuvas HaVeshet we go Lekula? Why is it different than Suffolk Drusa? And this is because at this point the Gemara understands that even Ula also holds that a Suffolk Drusa we go Lechumra. So Imkein Nekuvas HaVeshet should be the same thing. What's the pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? So this is going to be different, Lefi Taisus is Mahalach of Suffolk Drusa versus the Rajbe, Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Ran's Mahalach in Suffolk Drusa. Lefi Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rajma, and the Ran, they're Mahalach and Suffolk Drusa, which means that every Suffolk Trefa Be'etzem, we go Lechumra because it's a Cheskas Isser. So the question is, that Hu Adin, by a Suffolk, the Kuvas HaVeshet, we should also go Lechumra. Because if you hold that every Suffolk Trefa you go Lechumra, obviously the Pshat is that all the Chazokas Lehakel, whether the Chazokas the Rabba or the Cheskas Aguf, are not stronger than the Cheskas Isser. And we remain, like we mentioned before, with a chazaka keneged chazaka, and we go lechumra. So just like that's the halacha by Suffolk Drusa and all Suffolk Trefus, who then that's what the halacha should be, by a Suffolk Nekuvas HaVeshet. And for the Gemara, that Shitas Ula Be'emes is, that every Suffolk Drusa and every Suffolk Trefa, we Be'emes go lehakel. And like we were Masber, because Ula's Shita is not that we look at it as an equal chazaka keneged chazaka, and we're going to go lechumra. But rather, the Chazakas Lahakel are stronger than the Cheskas Isser by every Suffolk Trefa and Huadin by Suffolk of Nekuvas HaVeshet. That's going to be the Mahalach of the Kasha and the Teretz, the Fishitas, Rabbeinu Yoina, Vechulu, Udi'ime. The Fishitas HaTaisvis, Taisvis holds the Be'emes, we always go Lekula by a Suffolk Trefa. Suffolk Drusa that were Machmer is specifically by Drusa because a Drusa is Shchiach. So for that, we have Divrei HaTaisus Masechta Yevamos Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that he adds that just like a Drusa is Shchiach, Nekuvas HaVeshet is also Shchiach. So Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha will be that although every Suffolk Trefa we go Lekula, because the Chazakas Lahakla is stronger than the Cheskas Isser, or because there's no Cheskas Isser Bechlal according to Shitas HaTaisus by a regular Suffolk Trefa, but Akaponim a Suffolk Drusa that were Machmer, the Pshat is because Trefas of Drusa which is Shchiach, we're machmer keneged the cheskas heter. So MK Nekuvas HaVeshet, which is also shchiach, we should be machmer keneged the cheskas heter. And on that, the Gemara's answer is that Ula be'emes holds that even a suffolk drusa we go lekula. That means that Ula is not impressed by the fact that drusa is shchiach, and he holds although the treifas of drusa is shchiach, we're still not machmer, and we go with the cheskas heter. Hu adin by Nekuvas HaVeshet, although maybe shchiach, we're going to go with the cheskas heter, and it's going to be mutter. That's the beer in the first Kasha and Teretz on Ula. The second Kasha and Teretz that the Gemara asks is from Shtei Chatichais. And the Gemara is asking that every Shtei Chatichais is Aser, and you're actually Chayiv and Asham Toli. And even according to the Man Domer holds, you're not Chayiv and Asham Toli, but Akaponim, it's Aser, Midin Safak Daraisa Lechumra. So the Gemara's question is, Hu Hadin by Nekuvas HaVeshet, we should say Safak Daraisa Lechumra, based on the fact that there's a chazaka keneged a chazaka. At this point, the Gemara is not nachas to say that the cheskas heter is stronger than the cheskas iser, and the Gemara views that it should be similar to every suffolk daraisa which we go lechumra. The Gemara's teretz is that by shtei chatichais it's chazik isura, and Taisa speaks out mashehenkein in the case of Nekuvas HaVeshet. There, not only is it not nischazik isura, but there's even a cheskas kashrus. What is this cheskas kashrus? This cheskas kashrus is one of the two mahalchim, either the chazaka de rabba or the cheskas haguf. That's the pshat in the Shaklavataria, the second kasha and teretz from Shtei Chatichas. The third kasha of the Gemara is from Sakin v'nimtzas paguma. Now, Sakin v'nimtzas paguma is definitely a suffix in the Shechita. And the Gemara asks from the fact that Sakin v'nimtzas paguma were machmer, that who adinim should be machmer from the Kubas HaVeshet. This, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, is the chayre a raya berure that akoponim, the stamos of our Gemara holds, like the Shita of Rashi and the Rashba, that in a Kubas HaVeshet is a chasar in the Shechita, and it's not just a trefa, it's a nevela. Because if we were to say, like the Shita of Taisvis that we mentioned, that every Nekuvas HaVeshet is only a trefa, the Gemara would not be able to ask from a Sakim v'nimtzas paguma, because there obviously were machmer, because it is a suffix in the etzem Shechita. Al Kopanim, assuming that Nekuvas HaVeshet is also a suffix in the Shechita, the Gemara asks that just like by Sakim v'nimtzas paguma, we go lahachmer, so to here we should go lahachmer. And there's an aimik to this kasha. Because by Sakin v'nimtzas paguma, there is also chutz from the cheskas iser, a chazaka kenega that to be matir. Because this sakin has a cheskas aguf that it doesn't have a pagam. So just like in regards to Sakin v'nimtzas paguma, although there is a chazaka lahachshir, we're a machmer because of the chazaka le'iser, so too, frek the Gemara, by a suffix nekuvas haveshet, although there is a chazaka lahatir, the chazaka derabe and the cheskas aguf, we should still be machmir on account of the cheskas iser. And on that, the Gemara answers that be'emes by suffix nekuvas haveshet were mekel, like we were masbir because the cheskas heter is stronger than the cheskas iser, and specifically in regards to sakin v'nimtzas paguma are we machmir, because although the sakin had originally a cheskas heter, but there's a chazaka da hashta, there's a reyesa lefaneinu, that now it's nimtzas paguma. And that's what's called a tarti l'reyesa. Mitzad echad, you have a cheskas iser in the animal. Mitzad sheni, you have the reyesa, the chazaka da hashta of the pagam in the sakin. Those two join forces, and that's why they are stronger than the cheskas aguf, the chazaka da meikara of the sakin. That's the pshat in the third kasha of the Gemara. The fourth kasha of the Gemara for Safak Tumah B'Shasayachid is that we see in regards to Safak Tumah that if there's a Safak if something became Tameh, although there's a Cheskas Tahara, nevertheless we're a Machmer. So in Kame we should also be Machmer by a Safak Nekuvas HaVeshet. And on that the Gemara answers that's a special halacha by Safak Tumah B'Shasayachid, which was learned out from Saita, so it's not comparable to a Safak of Nekuvas HaVeshet. Adkan the Sugya HaGadoyla V'Amuka Suffolk Trefus, Suffolk Drusa, Suffolk Nekuvas HaVeshet, and all the four kashas that the Gemara has and their answers. Now, one more hashlama on this inyan, and that's Divrei HaRambam. The Rambam, in Hilchas Shechita Perek Hei, Halacha Gimel, he paskins that Chayshishin the Suffolk Drusa, but he has an interesting explanation to why Chayshishin the Suffolk Drusa. Zog the Rambam Azel HaShainai, Afal Pisha Kulan Halacha L'Maisha Misinai, although all the chesminei treifis are halacha l'maisha misinais, ha'il ve'ein lecha beferish b'tayra ela drusa hechmiru ba. Because what's mefurish in the pasuk is drusa, because the pasuk that says v'basa basad the treifa means that it was torn by a different animal, and that's drusa. So what's mefurish is drusa, therefore hechmiru ba, the chachamim were more machmir by drusa than all other treifis, v'chol suffik sheyestapik v'drusa aser, and specifically suffik drusa is aser. Ush'ar shiva minei treifis, yesh ben sveikus mutarin, k'may sheyizbarer. Mashma from the Rambam, that we're machmer by suffik drusa more than by other suffik treifis, because drusa is mefurish b'pasik, whereas the other treifis are only aloch al-meshem isinai. This is very shver. Ayin b'magin mishneh, now it's not the regular machaber of the magin mishneh, it's Magen Mishnah L'Rav Rav Yehuda Kaltz. He asks two kashas on this Rambam. Firstly, frek the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam earlier in Hilchos Machalos Asuras Perek Dalid, Halacha Ches, he says that Be'emes, although what the Torah says Mefurish is Drusa, Shetarfa Isa Chaya Sayar, nevertheless, Be'emes Al Pi Torah, there's no difference how this animal reached a situation where it's Eina Chaya. Whether it happened through actual drusa, or whether it happened through nafla min agag, nishtabu roiv tzalisel, nafla v'nisrasku evarel, zarek v'chetz, v'chulu, chayli, The Rambam is Meirich that Be'emes there's no difference how it reached the point of Treifa, if it happened Ayde Drisa or Ayde anything else. Im Kain Frek the Rambam, Lama Nemer Bataira Treifa, why is it saying Furish in the Taira case of Drusa specifically? Diber Akasiv Behaive. The Taira is talking about a usual situation, how it became a Treifa. But Anachanami, the Taira includes all other instances how it reached to this point of being a Treifa. Says the Rambam, because if you wouldn't say that, im lay timer kain, lay tasser elisha nitrafa besade, aval nitrafa bechatra leite aser, are you also going to be medayik the divrei apostle and say it's only basar besade treifa, but if it was nitrafa bechatra that it won't be treifa? Obviously the fact that the Torah says sade is just diber akasav behaive. So too the fact that the Torah chooses to say a case of drusa is also just diber akasav behaive, but avada the Torah means all kinds of treifas, bein ayde drusa, bein any other way. Im Kain Frek the Magid Mishneh, how does the Rambam say that the only thing that's Mefurish Bekra is only Drusa? That's really not true. Be'emes, the fact that the Torah says Drusa is just Dibra Behaiva, but it's Nichlal and the Pirish HaPashat of the Torah, all kinds of Trefis. It's not just a Zaitik Allah Lameshim Sinai. It's Be'etzem Nichlal B'Divrei HaTorah, like the Rambam is Mazber and Hilchas Machalis Asuris. So why is there any Nafkamina between Drusa and other Trefis in regards to Suffolk? That's the first question that this Magid Mishneh asks. The second question, in fact, the Magid Mishneh is that even if it's true that it's just halacha meishim sinai, but halacha meishim sinai also has a regular halacha of any din da iraisa. Frek the Magid Mishneh, are you going to say that a safik kedushin, when it's kedushay kesef, is not going to be lechumra, and only kedushay bia is going to be lechumra because only kedushay bia is mefurish in the pasuk, whereas kedushay kesef is not mefurish in the pasuk? Avada lemetzinu chilukazeh. Im kain, once there's halacha meishim sinai, that there's ches minei treifas, all minei treifas have the same din as a isra d'oraisa, and on all of them a suffix should be usher. So where is the Rambam getting this chilik from, that dafka drusa, which is mefurish b'kasuv, should be more chomer than all other treifas? These are the two kashas of the Magid Mishneh. Memeil zok the Magid Mishneh tzarech leimar, that the Rambam means that it's a din d'rabbanan. That be'emes mi'ikra din mid'oraisa, all treifas are equal, and by all of them you should be mekel. The fact that Chazal were machmer by Safek Drusa is a dinder abanan. The basis to the dinder abanan is because of the fact that this is the pashup shot of the pasuk more than any other treifus. Therefore, rohu chachamim lahachmer. V'chein meduyik b'lashon Rambam. The Rambam is Safek Drusa hechmiru mashmer tzachumra midder abanan. Ad kan divrei hamagid mishneh. But mikol makayim, it's still very shver. And azay fregen ala achrayim. That if there's a special reason why the Chachamim chose to be machmer by Safek Drusa, what's pshat in our sugya that the Gemara asks that if Safek Drusa is lechumra, so too Safek Nekuvas HaVeshet should also be lechumra. Safek Drusa is special, like the Rambam says, because that's what's Mefurish Mepasik, and only their Chazal were machmer, and not Nekuvas HaVeshet. So our Gemara is very shver l'divrei HaRambam. Emfert the Plesi in Simen Chavtes, Sifkata Nun, Tuterusim. The first Teretz Zokta Plesi is that a Safek Drusa is a Safek Treifa. But a Safek Nekuvas HaVeshet, the Rambam is going to hold, like we said, is Shitas HaRashi and Shitas HaRashba, and like Rabbi Kivegar was Mechiach from our Sugya, that a Safek Nekuvas HaVeshet is Be'etzem a Safek Nevela. Once we're dealing with a Safek Nevela, every Safek Nevela is also a Safek about something that's Mefurish Bekra. So the Gemara is asking that just like Chazal were machmer by Safek Drusa because Drusa is Mefurish Bekra, Nekuvas HaVeshet is an Avela, and Avela is also Mefurish Bekra. It's a different Isser, but that Isser is also Mefurish Bekra, so Mehai Taima, we should be machmer by Nekuvas HaVeshet. That's the first pshat of the Plesi to be mazber the Gemara's Kasha, L'divrei Rambam. The second pshat of the Plesi, Zok the Plesi, Amar Dekechap. The Rambam says that the reason why the Torah says specifically a case of Drusa, although there's no difference between all the treifas, is because Diber HaKasuv Behaive. Diber HaKasuv Behaive means that this kind of treifas is more shchiach than all the other kinds of treifas. Now, if this kind of treifa is more shchiach, the reason why we're machmer is because of the shchichos. When the Rambam says it's Mefurish Bekra, the Rambam is referring to the fact that it's so shchiach, which is why it's Mefurish Bekra. And really, the Rambam means the exact same svara of Taisvis, that Drusa is Shchiach, therefore the Chachamim were more machmer by Drusa more than any other Treifa. Im Kain, the Gemara's kasha is exactly like Taisvis. The Gemara is asking, we're going to find one specific trefa, which is also as shchiach as drusa. Although the Torah didn't choose to say this kind of trefa as well, the Torah chose drusa because that's shchiach, but in reality, Nekuvas HaVeshet is also shchiach. So just like the Chacham were machmer by Safak drusa, which is shchiach, they should have been machmer by Nekuvas HaVeshet, which is also shchiach, like Taisus is mafarish, and Mesechti Yevamas Taflamen Amid Beis. Adkan this pirish of the placey in the Rambam, Hadim B'miyashiv, our Gemara, and adkan this shir to Mesechta Chulin Daf Mem Gimel.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.